Manager's Log, November 18, 2016. We met with three members of the Tribal Council and the CFO to discuss our FY17 budget request. I and other managers found inaccuracies in the data entered in the chairman's budget regarding our department financial status. This was both an opportunity to clarify our status and to advocate for our previous tribal budget requests submitted this past May. I was told that the chairman's budget allocated KIDE $611,000, which sounds great, but the reality of the actual funds coming from the tribal BIA account was only $90,000. The balance of the other funds were derived by adding what we posted as submitted grant applications in a projection of what I thought was coming to us from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Our CPB funds come to us in two-year blocks. The FY17 year is actually the second year of our FY16 grant. So in May 2016, our remaining balance was $130,000. Our current balance today is $83,000. We do not have our FY17 CPB money in hand. Our FY16 A&A grant application failed to be funded, but in May, we thought by now we would have year one with the amount of $237,000. What happened was the wrong amounts were totaled that made it look like KIDE would have $235,000 more than we had last year. It looks great on paper, but untrue. The real amount, when considering the FY17 Hoopa Valley Tribe BIA allocation of $90,000 to KIDE, plus what we have in hand and what we are expecting from CPB this year, $144,000, which must last us 2 years, plus our balance of our FY16 CPB budget and our local fundraising, we are now looking at $331,570, which is $43,730 less than what we had last year. What this means is a larger part of our CPB money is needed to keep our four staff employed. The worst part of this picture is our current staff will remain at below professional wages for the great work that we do. My original request focused on giving our staff and myself professional wages and allowing us to use our CPB money for operational support and training new talent. This I had the opportunity to discuss. I believe the council members present understood my plan to guide KIDE to other funding sources by giving us the financial room for growth. I'm sure other departments have unmet goals that have fallen short due to financial restraints. I could only attest, KIDE's issues have lingered longer than most others. I am not a fan of our current tribal budget process, and I sense some council members are as unconfident. I hope our next A&A grant, when funded in FY18, will assist us to help lead a way to better budgeting options.